Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tom Miller, swine specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, about the new rules regarding antibiotics and livestock.
What can you tell me about this veterinary feed directive?
Well, there was discussion within the scientific community over the last 10 or 12 years, and agriculture does use a fair amount of antibiotics, and historically we had used them, so not to get too technical, but guidance for Industry 209 was the original one that came out and questioned whether some of the antibiotics that are used with human medicine should be used as a feed additive to stimulate growth in animals. So 209 was the one that kind of addressed that and basically said it's guidance for Industry 209, which is a suggestion from the FDA, and that keeps from going through the rulemaking process. But all the people making antibiotics, there was about 25 or 26 companies, agreed to pull that off of the label for growth promotion, that any of those that might be used in the human medically important in humans would be pulled from that. And then guidance for Industry 213 is the one that really takes effect here beginning January 1st of 2017. And that one is the one that restricts, whereas before a lot of the antibiotics, we could go in to a feed store and order, Tylenol would be an example of one, and without any veterinary oversight in it. And essentially what this is going to do, there's two things. The veterinary feed directive is anything that's included in the feed. And then also, as we use water medication, a lot of those would now come under prescription. Essentially the same thing, but two different ways of looking, or two different sets of rules, whether it's through the feed or through the water. The injectables that we use within the animal industry are already labeled that if we use an extra label, that it has to be done with veterinary oversight. So this just kind of pulls everything under that to make sure that we are using antibiotics appropriately.
So is this just for the state of Iowa or is this countrywide?
This would be the whole United States. It isn't just swine, it's cattle, swine, all the minor species are included in this as well.
Will this affect the pork and cattle and chicken producers here in Iowa that much?
My own conclusion would be that, you know, most of our modern type swine facilities where we control the environment and stuff, we really don't use a lot of antibiotics anyway. A lot of them have been pulled out for growth promotion purposes before. Most of our modern swine facilities, we really don't see an increase in performance by using these drugs for growth promotants anyway. So a lot of them already were pulled out. It will give, in the process of either treating prevention of disease or controlling disease, we'll have more veterinary oversight in the process. And that should reassure consumers that we really are doing the right thing. As far as it will add a little bit more bureaucracy in the system because we will be having more paperwork out of the process. But the impact I would look to be fairly minimal within the swine industry.
So this is just talking about like the antibiotics that increase the size and the growth of the animals, not like disease-fighting antibiotics, correct?
Actually, two different ones here. The 209, Guidance for Industry 209, more addresses the growth promotion aspect. 213 says that if I have a set of pigs in a building that are getting sick, veterinarian, instead of me, you know, if we have ongoing systems, lots of times it's the same drug we're going to use for control, prevention, or treatment of the disease. And so I will have to have that more veterinary oversight that I am using the proper drug at the proper level, both with the DFD as well as with the water medication. Two different sets of rules here, but they're both taking effect January 1st of 2017. And what you'll see, really, the only thing you will see on the labels will change. In the past, growth promotion claims were on some of the antibiotic labels. that will disappear off of the medication, the bag of medication that legally, if you did do that, you would be using it off-label, which would be illegal.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tom Miller. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.